What's up? What's happening? How you doing? Yes, you listening to this. I want to know how you're doing. Yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic, because we are family. Yeah, so well, starting already with the sessions of the sessions, you know, the ones that we do the most. How you doing? I want to know how you're doing. Yes, let me know how you're doing. And today, as you saw, it's going to be a very interesting topic. You know, it's always interesting to find out what's happening in these people's lives. Today's topic is Lady Gaga. Yes, Lady Gaga. So that's actually the person that we're going to be tackling today. We're going to be looking into her life. And then we're going to actually speak about, you know, some parts of her lives. Not her lives. She's not like a kid that he has 9 lives. We're going to be speaking about her life. You know, we're going to look at what she went through, what she achieved. And then we're going to take another dive into the word. You know, take a life compared to the word and what the word has to say. I know, like, I intentionally dragged it so that it stays inside of you. So, yeah, we're actually going to look at her life, like I said earlier on, and compare it to the word and see what her achievements have been and what she could have achieved, you know, in the word. And yeah, like how her life could have impacted others. I mean, it does impact a lot of people. Her life does impact a lot of people. But we'll look at the side effect. Is it negative or positive? That's what we also gonna look at. But before we get into all of that, you know, all of that awesome, amazing, interesting stuff. It's always interesting, you know, to tackle those things, look into their lives and actually see what they have achieved. Some of them built empires, you know, there's all of these different things that they have achieved and they have built and everything. So, yeah, before we even get to those, you know, things, we're going to first go into the awesome, amazing, yes, you know, amazing jam. Yeah, like, we got to do it like that. We actually got to do it like that. That's how we do it right here on Master Topic. And if you don't know, now you know. Yes, if you don't know, now you know. So, make sure that you're actually listening and make sure that you are actually paying attention. So, what we're going to do now is going to a jam. Yes, a jam that myself, I'll be moving to, and yourself, you're going to be moving to as well. So, do not disappear. Do not disappear. Because if you disappear, you are making the biggest mistake of your life. There's a jam that we're going to be grooving and moving by. Yes, doing the most, shaking the legs. Yeah, like, yeah, you decide what you're gonna do. But here's a same. Hey, I was about to say a same. Ooh, what is it? Yeah, probably a same means something. But before we even start unraveling what the same means, here's a jam called Chosen. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me and He also created you.
So many times I wonder why like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my life? And now I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that you called me. Out of the many others, you saw me. You called me. You chose me.
You're listening to Active FM.
Don't tell me that you did not enjoy that, because I did. I definitely did. I was moving. I was grooving. I was doing the most. Yes, the most. You don't know what the most is? Let me know. I'll explain it to you. So, let's take a look at, you know, Lady Gaga's biography, you know, just to actually understand, you know, a little bit about her, you know. Who is Lady Gaga? You know, like, is her name Lady Gaga? Is her real name Lady Gaga? Like, how does the government know her as? I mean, yeah, like, we know her as Lady Gaga, but what is her government name? What has she achieved? You know, things like that. That's what we're actually going to dive into. Now, in case you didn't know, it's going to be a very interesting topic. Like I said, it's going to be a topic that's worthwhile. You know, like, it's going to be worth it to actually see, find out, and everything. So, Lady Gaga. Yes, Lady Gaga. That is the person that we are going to look. Now, who is Lady Gaga? What can we learn about Lady Gaga? Now, for those who do not know, Lady Gaga is a pop, dance pop, a club or dance artist. You know, when you actually look at the style that she does the style of pop, you know, dance pop, club or dance, you know, like that's her style. And if you go into the genre, she actually does the genre called pop and rock. So she, most of the songs are pop or rock. So that's literally, yeah, like the genre that she most of the time does in the songs and everything. Now, we all know her as Lady Gaga, but the government also knows her as Stephanie Joanne Angelina Carmona. Yay! Yay! This one is about to hit, you know, the tongue and everything. It's, hey, I'm thinking, what if it's her? Okay, nah, I'll stick to the other one. So, it's Stephanie Joanne Angelina Carmonota. Hey, Carmonota. Okay, it's Carmonota. Yay! So, but I was thinking, what if it's also her? Her Manota. But you never know. Depends on how people pronounce, you know, these names and everything. So, yeah. Lady Gaga, government knows her as Stephanie. Okay, obviously they do know her as Lady Gaga, but they also know her as Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanota. Hey, that surname has got me, like, it's gotten me onto lockdown. So, yeah. Doing the most. And she was born on the 28th of March in the year 1986 in New York City. Yes, that's where she was born. That's where she's from and everything. And she's been active, you know, in the music industry from 2000 till now, like 2020s. Yeah, you know, like 2021. So she's been active for 21 years. Yeah, 21 years. So she's been doing the most. And yeah, like literally there is a bit about, you know, Lady Gaga and what's popping, like in terms of her biography. I know some people, they probably like, ah, I didn't know that. Yeah, so that's actually her. Yeah, so Stephanie is an American singer. Yes, or should I say Lady Gaga, she's an American singer, songwriter, and actress as well. So she is obviously known for her image, you know, in her musical industry and versatility and everything that she does. And yeah, basically Lady Gaga began performing as a teenager, you know, singing at open mic nights and acting in school plays. So that's actually, yeah, how it started and everything. So at the moment she's 35, for those who have been trying to, you know, calculate everything and all, you know, all those stuff. And yeah, you get people who also want to know where was she born? You know, like, where exactly? Like I said, she was born in New York, and the hospital that she was born is Lenox Hill Hospital. That's the hospital that she was born in. Her net worth is, woo. So yeah, there's some people who are actually worth more than this. But yeah, she is, her net worth is actually high, I have to say. It's her net worth is 275 million. That's her net worth. And that was an estimate from February 2016. So that's literally her net worth. And yeah, if they have to update it, it's actually going to go higher. And then she's signed to the record, like she has multiple record labels. And so I'm just going to mention two, which one of them is Interscope Records and the other one is Universal Music Group. So those are like two of the record labels that she's part of. But there's other record labels as well that she's actually part of. And, you know, she does the most and all the stuff. And yeah, there's some like songs that she has made. Like, okay, there's a lot of songs that she has made. And they've been hits and they are, they've done the most and all the stuff. I mean, there's also events that she's done. And there's events that are still coming up, you know, and all those things. And it's like interesting things to find out, if I can put it. It's like interesting to find out, you know, what she has been doing, what she has been achieving and all those stuff. And you actually see that, whoa, like she blew up, you know, at the, you know, your early 2008, you know, there, like in your Octobers and stuff like that, that she blew up, you know, because of her, you know, one of her LP that she released. And it was interesting. It was actually interesting. I mean, like, if I actually go back to my memories, like, you'd hear about Lady Gaga, but, like, for me, I wasn't interested in, you know, the style that she makes in terms of music. But, like, you would hear, like, this person exists. And, like, ads, even, like, yeah, your TV, commercial TV and everything, now and then they would use, like, ads. I mean, you have your DSTV, when you go to the music channels, there she is, you know, like, popping up and everything. She's winning Grammys, you know, platinum, gold, like, she's hitting them and all those stuff. So, like, 2008, that's when she started hitting them, and then 2009, she did the most, yeah, up to today, if I can actually put it that way. So, there's a lot of things that she has achieved and all those stuff. But now, the problem is, you know, the music that she's doing, who is she doing it for? Because if you actually had to go and see what's happening in that industry that she's involved in, you will actually see the reality of that industry. Like, it's actually bad, if I can put it that way. It's really bad, and it's not something that you would want to be part of. But, yeah, it's happening, it's happening, so can't really say much. But yeah, that's Lady Gaga. She's part of the Sony music industry, and if you know anything about Sony, you know that the Illuminati is involved. And if you know anything about the Illuminati, hey, it's bad, it's really bad. So yeah, Lucifer's the one that's actually running that industry. And yeah, it's not just, you know, the music industry, there's also the entertainment industry that he's involved in. But the one that's in charge is Lucifer. And for you to be famous, you know, for you to do the most in that industry, you gotta sell your soul. So that's literally what she did. She sold the soul, which is really bad. I personally say it's a bad idea that, yeah, you know, it was a bad idea that she thought of and executed. So, yeah, hopefully down the line, you know, she'll end up doing what some of the, you know, rappers and your famous artists have done, which was get to Christ. So, yeah, hopefully she does that. But, yeah, that's a bit about Lady Gaga and, yeah, what she's involved in, what she believes, what she stands up for. And, yeah, fame. She got the fame through selling her soul, you know, to the devil. And that's what a lot of the youngsters are doing now, selling their souls to the devil, which is not a wise choice. because it's not worth it. Your soul is very valuable. And just so that you understand how valuable your soul is, I'm first going to give you a gem. Yes, we're going to go for a gem. And then after this gem, when we come back, that's where I'm going to actually get you to understand how valuable your soul is. Here's a song called Closer by Our Future Glory. Enjoy. I've been lost and afraid in the war.
Tell you to pray, but it still feel the same. Friends tell you to wait, but they don't see the strain. With the picture you paint, it's like you're in a train headed for destruction. A ball full of substance is a secondary function, but I better do be something. Lord knows I need him, but I never would have crossed it if I knew what it meant to be available with unction. I just want to live in life. I tasted the scene, it is not a bitter sight. I just want to get it right. Lord help me get my heart closer to the Christ and let me be closer with the light. Yeah, man, I just want to live in truth. I tasted and seen in my life, I'm living proof. This is what I'm made to do. Yeah, wrap myself in love, never touch forbidden fruit. And each step closer to the view.
We
I
have to get closer than we ever were before.
Welcome back. And I know you enjoyed that. You definitely did enjoy that. If you didn't enjoy that, let me know why you didn't enjoy that. And then, yeah, like, we'll do the most. Yes, we are going to do the most and, you know, fix the problem, whatever the problem was. And, yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. Now, like I promised. We're going to now take a look at how valuable your soul is. Look, when you go in the Word, you find out that you're created in the Lord's image. You are created in God's image. And just like many believers, I was going to say Christians, but Christian wouldn't be the right word, because a lot of people say they are Christians, but hey, their conduct is the total opposite. So, yeah. A lot of believers, when we look at them, we see, like, yeah, you know, how they live their life. Okay, so as a believer, you are created in the Lord's image. And because you are created in the Lord's image, you have a spirit, you have a soul, you have flesh. So you are three in one. Now God created you in His image, and He loves you. And He loves you to the point where He gave His only Son to die for you. So it's like really interesting when you actually start understanding these things. And you understand what's actually happening, what's involved, what's going on and everything. That's where you start seeing the value of your soul, which you shouldn't give, you know, you shouldn't sell. I mean, you belong to God, and God is your Father. God takes care of you. God loves you. I mean, that's what a father does for their children. They take care of them and they love them. And that's what God does for you. Now, I'm going to use one person in the Bible, you know, just to make you understand the bigger picture, you know, of how much God loves you. Obviously, we know Christ went and died for us. Now, here's a guy called Job. Now, Job was a man that worshipped God, you know, like he devoted his life to God, if I can put it that way. Now, in Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. We get to understand that there's a conversation that took place. So I'm actually going to read the verses so that you get to understand. So Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 12, this is what it says. One day the heavenly beings came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came along with them. Interesting, eh? Same person that ran Sony, eh? Went to see the Lord. So that's what verse 6 says. Now verse 7 going on says, the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down onto it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth, a blameless an upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. There's some devoting, you know, like high level of devoting to the Lord, you know, and everything. That's what we're supposed to be doing as believers, devoting our lives to the Lord and fleeing from all evil. Then verse 9 goes on to say, then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a fence around him and his house and all that he has? Now, this is how much God loves each and every one of us. He actually puts a fence around us to protect us from evil. And that's the same thing with Job. God protected Job. Like, he put a fence around Job. And Satan couldn't do anything against Job. The demons couldn't do anything against Job. Now, this is what it goes on to say. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. That's what Satan is saying. But stretch out your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. That's what Satan is saying. So if you remove all the fences, the protection and everything, Job will curse you. That's what Satan is saying. Confidently, eh? Who curse you to your face. And then verse 12 says, the Lord said to Satan, very well, all that he has is in your power. Only do not stretch out your hand against him. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, this is what God told him. You have the power to take anything from him, destroy everything of his. But you do not have the power to take his life away from him. Now that stood out for me. I was like, wow. Wow. God loves us so much that he's not allowing Satan to take our lives. Satan can never take our life. without God's permission. But it also goes on the other side. If we don't allow him, he won't be able to do anything as well. But how do we not allow him? If I get into God and you understand what God wants and everything that God wants your life to produce, you know, in your purpose and everything. But now, what I wanted to focus on was the fact that God actually loves us, and he loves us so much that he is willing, you know, to put a fence around us, protect us from the evil one, and not allow Satan to actually come within our presence. Satan can do anything. That's how much God loves us. Now, same thing with your Lady Gaga and every one of them. You know, they sold their souls. If they had to come back to Christ, God will put a fence around them, and Satan won't be able to do anything. I know right now after they've sold their soul, they're getting tortured. Yeah, like the torture is happening every day. They're not at peace. If you listen to their music, you hear the agony in their music. I'm not saying go and listen to them. Don't go and listen to it. Because, I mean, you go in the word, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So you also get demonic faith. You listen to their music, you're going to produce demonic faith. And that's not what you want to produce in your life. So be careful and watch out. But what I'm saying is, each and every one of, you know, the artists that have sold their lives, they can get away from that situation of them selling their souls and get to Christ. They can actually get to Christ, and after getting to Christ, they will be in a better position than they were, because God is going to sustain them, protect them, guide them. That's what he's going to do. So that is from myself, Fearless Eagle. Yeah, Lady Gaga, if you're listening to this, you can still give your life to Jesus. Nothing is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Make sure you give your life to Jesus if you're listening to this. And yeah, turn away. Like, literally, turn away. There's a lot of artists that have done that. They got to Christ, and God is sustaining them. Like, literally, God is sustaining them. So you can also do the same. For myself, Fearless Eagle, if it's good morning for you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good night. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. I'm going to leave you and love you. Peace out and God bless. Cheers.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.